Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and it is the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome you to worship with us for the next half hour as we endeavor to sing and pray, worship and praise the Lord, lift up the name of Jesus, give you something from God's Word, and an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and give you an opportunity to join with us as we pray and lift our voices together to God in one mind and one accord. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can tell someone that we're here and invite them to worship with you, and then after a while be ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. But let's let the Spirit of the Lord lead through this service. We want you just to join in and interact and worship with us, and let's just have a great time together in His presence. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, John 3:17. I love this verse. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus did not come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. Therefore, as Paul said, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What victory we have in Him. Let's join together. Let's sing victoriously. Let's take page 435 and just sing His praise hymnal. Glory to His name. Clap your hands. Let's worship Him together today. Let's bring Him glory.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Sing it now. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Well, that should make you want to say hallelujah, glory. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Aren't you thankful that we have this time to worship and praise Him together? I want to thank the stations and the outlets and those that make the website possible. Even though it cost us money to do all these things, I am thankful, and I want to say thanks to each one of those that make this time available to us where we can come to you in the name of Jesus. You know the great thing about it here in America, we've never had 1 minute's problem with anyone telling us that we can't sing or preach or minister in any limited ways, but the ways have been wide open. The paths have been wide open, and we've been able to bring you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ without any fear of man or without any complications from anyone. We want to say thank you so much for that. And most of all, we want to thank the Lord for that opportunity. And we know as we read the Bible that this is not always going to be possible. So church, let's take opportunity and let's spread the gospel of the Lord any way we can as quickly as possible. Our precious promise today comes to us from Psalms 139, beginning with verse 13. He says, "Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's just come to Him together in prayer today. Let's pray that the Lord will speak to hearts today, and today will be the day that many repent of their sins. And you bring your other requests to the Lord, and we'll just pray together that God will hear and answer every prayer. We thank you, Lord, today that we can testify like David. We're so thankful, Lord, that you have made us and covered us in our mother's womb. We're thankful, Lord, that we can praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, David said your works are marvelous. And Lord, we want to, extend that with David. We want to agree as to how wonderful and marvelous your works are. Thank you, Lord, for being your creation. Thank you, Lord, for having the privilege of being created in the image of God. Help us, Lord, to let our light so shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use this service today, Lord, to the fullest extent to speak to some heart. And may this be the day, Lord, someone repents of his or her sin. I thank you, Lord, today for that great opportunity to expound the gospel to them in song and in word. And I pray you'll speak to hearts. Touch the sick today. Bless our churches. Bless our pastors. Bless our evangelists. Bless our missionaries. Lord, just listen to every prayer that's being prayed today and meet those needs, Lord. There may be burdened hearts, tears flowing down faces. There are things, Lord, that I'm not even aware of. But you today, Lord, are aware of all those things. We turn them over to you in Jesus' name. If you prayed with us, let's praise him now. Harvest time, sing it with us. Harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing. It's harvest time. Let's sing it one more time. Let's praise him now. Harvest time. It's harvest time. The Savior's calling. The grain is falling. Oh, do not wait. It's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. We're not to say yet there is 4 months and then cometh harvest. But according to the scripture, we're supposed to behold the fields are ripe and ready to harvest. And we need to pray that the Lord will send forth laborers into the vineyard. And you know, when you pray for that, you just need to remember that you may be the one the Lord speaks to, and you may be the one the Lord sends to wherever the mission field may be, and it may be right on your neighborhood block. Let's be open, and let's be led, and let's let the Spirit lead us. Let's be conscious of his leading, and let's wonder where he leads us. Praise the Lord. Well, here's one just simply entitled, Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful? Page 212. Let's sing it today.
There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinner soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Boundless as the universe around me, soul away, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Beyond our human comprehending, love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme and never ending. Great redeeming love of Calvary.
Oh, sing it with us now. Hallelujah.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Oh, one more time, let's sing hallelujah.
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? And how could his love be anything less than wonderful? Because Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Why don't you let this wonderful Savior become your best friend, and he'll save your soul. Thank you for worshiping with us. We're here each week at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing, and we cannot do this without you. And our broadcast ministry is a work of faith. We've been at this a long time. Sometimes we have more month than we have money, but we've been continuing on, and we're just asking and praying today that as the Lord will, he'll help us to continue. And if after you've prayed and given to your church, if and taken care of your family, if you had something left and you'd like to share with it, and you'd feel like the Lord would lead you to do that, you can send any mail, whether you have money or not, sing song request or prayer request if you'd like, to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And you click donate on the front page. Contribute with your debit or credit card if you'd like to do that. Have your Bible open in just a little while to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Here's one that we don't ever remember using on the broadcast. Let's get ready.
Since a child I've heard of heaven, where someday I'll soon be living. This I know because it's written in God's word. And I believe that his son Jesus will come back and he'll receive us. Friend, that is the greatest news I've ever heard. Let's get ready for the coming of our Lord. We'll receive the crown of life as our reward. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be caught up in the sky. Let's get ready for the coming of the Lord. I'm sure Stephen, Job, and Daniel, James, and John, and old Nathaniel thought that he would come to them that very day. Just because he's not come already, it's no sign he's not ready. Let's keep watching, he might be on his way. let's get ready for the coming of the Lord. We'll receive a crown of life as our reward. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be caught up in the sky. Let's get ready for the coming of the Lord.
And the scripture teaches us to be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. You've heard me quote Ephesians 6:10 for the last 20 years on this broadcast. It soon will be 20 years. Hallelujah, and that's where we're going to start today. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. And oftentimes we have used for our broadcast the chorus, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it comes from this verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he proceeds on to tell us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. And then he proceeds to tell us about the armor of God. Well, we are involved in a warfare. The Bible lets us know that in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars. And in our world today, the day goes by very seldom where we don't hear about a war or a conflict taking place between two nations or two countries or involved in other areas. But you know, the filling of the Spirit is what we need. It affects both the life and the labor of the believer. You need to be filled with the Spirit. He tells us, be ye not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. And then he teaches us to sing to ourselves spiritual songs and hymns. Praise the Lord. I want you to know we need to be filled with the Spirit. He spoke to them and he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And Acts chapter 1, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We need the filling of the Spirit to be engaged in spiritual warfare. That filling of the Spirit, as I said, will affect our life and our labor of the Lord. The work of God is a spiritual work, and it requires the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish it. The walk of the believer is a spiritual walk, and it requires the power of the Spirit to fulfill it. And the warfare of the believer is a spiritual warfare, and it requires the power of the Spirit to fight it. I read to you in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We have an adversary. He is involved in this conflict. The church is constantly under battle. Just this week, the lady that I work with at Menards told me about when her mother and dad took her and her family, her siblings, to church and how big the crowd was in northern Illinois where they lived. But she said now there's just a very few people that go to that church. And the church where Sister Linda and I pastor, Good News Pentecostal Church right here at Mount Vernon, we have very few attending, sometimes a few more than others. But it's obvious that the church has an adversary, and he is involved in this conflict. So therefore, we need to do, as Paul said, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Satan is a real person, and he is the god of this world. He is in a position to be our adversary, and he is a powerful adversary. Remember, he is not all-powerful, and remember, he is not omnipotent. Yes, we are fighting against an adversary that is just as real as can be. And the purpose of our adversary, if you want to know what the devil really wants to do, he wants to defeat the servants of God. He is out to defile the saints of God. And he is out, his goal is to doom sinners from God. The devil is not your friend. I've heard a terrible expression sometimes, well, I'll go to hell, that's where all my friends are. I want you to know that's a terrible reason to go to a devil's hell, because all your friends that are there, if they're there, they won't be your friend when you get there. I'm telling you, you better forget about them. You better forget about them, and you better come to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him save your soul. Let him fill you with the Spirit and get involved in this conflict. And let's war together against the wiles of the devil. Let's put on the whole armor of God and be clothed from the helmet of salvation to the extent that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. And let's purpose to defeat the devil. Let's purpose to have victory in our churches. But even though in our church and other churches that have smaller crowds now, that does not hinder the influence of the Spirit. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And we very seldom ever have a service, but what we don't sense the presence of the Lord. There are sometimes in our little church, I'm sitting at 3rd and Casey here in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Sister Linda and I will be over there by ourselves, and we'll sing a few songs and just spend a little time in his presence. We sense the presence of the Lord. It's not all in the crowd or in the number. We're not told to increase the crowd, even though we are to work while it's day, because the night cometh. But we're in the business of saving lost souls. And our armor is complete. Our armor is defensive. We are bound with the girdle of truth. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. We have the gospel of our shoes, preparation for the gospel. We are carrying the shield of faith. We have the helmet of salvation. Yes, our armor is complete. We are ready for the battle. We are on the offensive. We carry the sword of the Spirit, and we pray in supplication, and the Spirit carries our request to the Lord. I want you to know today, folks, there's victory in Jesus, and it's not a time to get discouraged. It's not a time to drop out. One time a crowd was going to be small at a church where I was preaching one night, and a young man that goes there and went there regularly made the statement. He said, well, I don't think I'll go tonight. There won't be anybody there anyway. But you know, by him laying out, that didn't help the crowd at all. We never want that kind of an attitude. But let's go and let's join the two or three together, and let's fight the good fight of faith. We have assured victory. If we face the enemy and fight the enemy with the word of God and with prayer, we are victorious through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being with us today. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Let's get ready for the coming of the Lord. We'll receive the crown of life as was our reward in the twinkling of an eye.